One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right. The time is now. Are we ready for the season finale of Dragon Ball? Glorious testament to modern fantasy commerce that is the Northland's Well Market, long past its prime, now falling already into disrepair and abandonment. The shops seem prematurely closed, the corridors seem eerily empty, and as the dragon friends and their newfound friends, the Beef Babes, make their way into the service tunnels in the hideous back rooms of the Well Market, it only gets stranger, emptier, and weirder. Back here, the walls make little sense, the corridors whim and wind their way. There is a strange and sickly yellow paint over everything as you descend further, deeper, down, down, down into the bowels of the Well Market. Past the sub-basement shops, past the sub-basement horse-drawn cart parking, past even that to a slightly upsetting themed restaurant, and beyond that even more into an area marked only as basement storage.
What theme is the restaurant?
Theme?
Yeah.
Great question. It is, the theme is, it's called Kobold Pizza Palace. It's an animatronic themed restaurant, and Crumpy Kobolds, Good Time Jamboree Band, which were very popular in the 1480s, Dale Reckoning, but are now subject to a brand realignment.
Wait, is it thin crust or deep?
It's pan fried.
Okay, pan.
And there's penny arcades as well. There's little, yeah.
Do we have time?
It's closed. I said it's
closed. Oh, it's closed. Damn it. Well, and next time, guys.
And
next
down time. Beyond even past Kronk E. Kobolds, Good Time Jamboree, Pizza Palace, you see a hatch at the end of a corridor listed on its name in old forgotten runes are the words basement storage. Baston walks up towards it. Not Baston, because he's dead. But Bushu walks up towards it and solemnly lifts the hatch. There is a creaking sound as a ladder skitters down, 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 and thunks on the concrete underneath, and you all climb down past shelves covered in bric-a-brac, old relics of a forgotten desert, of an even more forgotten crusade, 400 years of forgotten realms history, and unerringly calling to you like a beacon, Frieza. At the end of the corridor, you can feel that there is the comatose figure, still now in repose, of Baston Indurovich. You can feel him like you can see him, just 20 yards ahead of you. But all you can see is a giant iron-bound casket.
Interesting. In this world...
I thought you were going to ask about the themed restaurant and I was going to fucking blow my lid.
You know how Frieza has all the different powers? Does he have Magneto powers?
You're waiting 9 years to ask this.
Do you reckon I have Magneto powers, Dave?
I don't reckon you have Magneto. Do you have the spell telekinesis?
Yes, I have the spell. I have all the spells.
Well, then you have Magneto powers, but for everything.
I'm going to cast telekinesis and unlock the casket.
All right, there is a whipping sound like silk on steel as the iron bands around the crate whip themselves around the old timber and assemble themselves into an obscene gesture in a statue in the corner, unnecessary. Necessarily, I might add, as the timber falls away and sand pours out but between the timbers, because what is in its place now is a huge mound of sand. This casket clearly was filled with sand.
Sand!
And sitting... nestled in the top of that sand is a shovel.
Huh.
So, they buried a shovel. Do we think they made Baston dig his own grave and then he got out and then threw the shovel in and then...
Is anyone going to dig in the sand?
I'm going to dig in the sand.
Oh!
Logan, 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 Logan.
Logan the Huge steps forward and digs in the sand and 20 minutes later, because he's doing it really slowly...
Grain by grain.
There is a thunk of steel on iron as you scrape away the remains of the of what's left of the sand now, which is obscuring, what was once obscuring, a giant iron, not a casket, not a coffin, but a tube, an old frosted tube of iron that looks very familiar to all of you. If you want, you can all make for me intelligence checks.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, Bushbusha can't, actually. None of the beef babes can.
Okay, right.
15.
Plus 4.
That's a 20. That's a 20.
All right.
You say it's a 20.
Yeah, yeah. That's the.
Oh, nice. Magic the Gathering dice.
Someone's you. A smart cookie, huh?
All right, Bobby. You step forward and you look at it. Your eyes lighting up as you see it, and you brush quickly the sand away from a plate that shows a timer ticking down that has only seconds left in it, because you recognize what this is. This is a now updated and improved model of Merylene Val's cold cell engines. And it is ticking down to a time that is 6 seconds away, 5 seconds away, 4 seconds,
if my chromatic time theory serves me correctly, then if I do this, everything should turn out just right.
You press a red rune. There is a hiss of escaped steam as the casket opens up. There is a pneumatic woof as the oxygen stabilizes inside and outside. And standing majestic and proud in the middle is a figure of a great Barovian son of a burgomaster that we have not seen for 18 months, who is looking no worse the wear for a travel through 500 years of time. It is, of course, Baston Indrirovich. Also, a weird lighting unit that he's rigged up to backlight him dramatically at this moment.
Where am I? Wait, wrong accent. Where am I? Wait a minute. Oh, you're here. And you as well.
Hello, Baston.
Is that what they called me? Didn't seem to matter what I do. I'm not enough for you. You guys left me back in time. Oh, I think I seem to have forgot my name. Crying and in pain. You all left me there to die. But I'll walk again tonight. Cause I'm not dead. I'm an 11 out of 10. How could you leave your friend to die and go through time and just abandon me? I'm not dead, and I do love my dragon friends. What was my name again? I think I was a handsome man. Remember me. I'm Baston.
Yes, he's alive.
Someone give me a high five. So hey guys, check me out, yeah, I'm not dead. I'm Baston.
And he's not dead.
And I'm great at giving head. That's right friends, check me out, yeah, I'm not dead. Baby, I'm not dead.
Wow.
There's a small pop as two 400-year-old confetti cannons burst behind him.
I cannot tell you how glad I am that that is the case. Wow, it's good to see you guys. Wait, didn't I have a son? Byron? Have you guys seen him? What happened to my son, my precious boy?
Oh. I think you went evil.
Well, I tried my best. For the record, I did an okay job. As far as I knew while I was alive, so...
Just the most well-meaning deadbeat dad. He did all he could, and that wasn't much.
Well, it's good to be back. What did I miss?
Wait, so you're alive?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's,
did you not hear any of the song?
You're not a clone. You're the same Baston as before.
No, when you guys fucked off and left me back in time, my beautiful son put me in another one of these tubes, and he said, I'll go find another tube. And I said, all right, bye-bye. I love you.
Man, I thought we left you in the cult or whatever.
Yeah. So my son came back. I was in the desert. It was very dramatic. I didn't think I'd make it through.
Oh, yeah, it was a battle, maybe.
Yeah, the Silver Chorus came through. I didn't get through all the episodes, but I assume that I had a very important role and you guys really cared about what happened to me, right? Right?
Cared what happened to you? You're the only reason I'm here. Devon, you bring you back.
Do you guys know each other?
No, I don't think...
We don't officially haven't met, but you kind of... live in my head rent-free as some of the kids used to. This is fucking awful.
This was your replacement. This is the turtle.
Oh, this guy.
Did you just say this is your replacement?
Well, we needed five for the party or whatever it was.
Get a little too real, Hing.
Well, what's... You guys are terrible at introductions, I'm going to be honest.
I'm Logan. I came through... I guess we've all been through time to be here. But I'm glad you're back. You're here. You're with the dragon friends, and now the dragon friends are right
back together. Although now we've lost Filch, so you could be her replacement now if you like.
Yes. As long as there's one person down, I'm gonna be around here forever.
Can you all for me quickly make for me perception checks?
I love to perceive.
That's done. That's...
Oh yeah, 18, brother.
Best
22.
Best on
15.
You know what? All of you suddenly notice in between
it's
the
a cowboy
sounds of the confetti cannons, the musical parodies and the rapprochement, you can hear now suddenly the sounds of what seems to be like sleigh bells coming down the corridor.
Kind
of
sounds more like
you.
A tambourine, Dave.
Well, you know what? I asked you if you had any fucking sleigh bells, Tom.
Yeah,
you did. You told me you did.
I didn't.
Oh my god, those are sleigh bells.
That's much better.
Is this that thread that we left open last episode?
I'm going to be honest, I was not alive at that time.
All right, any of you going to do anything at all?
What do we perceive besides the sound of sleigh bells?
The sound seems to be echoing all around, but it's coming down the corridor. It seems it's coming down the corridor the way you came.
This better not be part of Gribbet's revenge funeral.
Wait a minute. Who is this devil and this cat?
Wow.
I'm saying that in character. Obviously, I know me as the player Eden. I understand.
That's a great question.
But I'm trying to maintain a certain level of investment in the shared, you know, imagined reality that we're trying to create.
Okay, so do you remember that when I was gone for a bit and instead you had a different... my replacement was...
The ham.
No, before the ham.
Before he
became the ham.
Yes, right.
There was a character that I played whose name escapes me right now.
Are you serious?
But...
Wait, Hing, are you serious?
Banknote, right.
Banknote. And...
Okay, that's enough about time of that.
Okay,
you get attacked.
Great.
Congratulations. All opportunities to set up an ambush, do anything clever to react are lost as we go into combat because suddenly mist swirls down the corridor as three figures stalk through. You can see that their eyes glow blue. They look like strange dogs carved or even perhaps grown out of ice, and they don't so much move as skitter towards you in freeze frames like a flipbook drawing. These are cold snap spirits. They snarl, they snap, they crack, and then one of them charges at you. Kit, you are the one furthest closest towards them, but you also are the fastest on my initiative order, so you go first.
Okay, I'm going to... Fuck.
You're going to Woods. Excuse me.
Finally, some hot cat on dog action.
No. I'm going to fuck them up with my mace of smiting.
Make an attack.
That's a 22. Does that hit?
Plus 18, that hits.
Okay, that is 6 bludgeoning damage.
All right, 6 bludgeoning damage. Great. All right, you hit one of them, they howl, they fall backwards. Frieza, you're up next.
I'll Eldritch Blast one of them.
Yeah, go for
it. That's an attack. That's a 18. Does that hit?
An 18 just hits. What does that
do? Okay, cool. That does 8 damage.
All right, so you draw purple signs in the air, form a bolt of warlock eldritch energy, and it blasts one of them. It falls tumbling backwards into the smoke and steam. The next one up is Bethany, who pulls out her Holy Avenger longsword and attacks twice. One of her attacks misses. Both of her attacks miss. And now everybody, quickly roll wisdom saves for me.
What?
As the bells continue to ring in the background.
Uh-oh. Uno, I got a... Bushu got a 1, and Baston... Wow, I'm double-fisting here. Shit. Baston passed.
Yep.
14.
What do you mean passed? What did you get?
You
passed, did you? You passed 14.
Yeah.
1.
But Bushu failed.
I got a 14, yep.
11.
11. All right, great. In that case, excellent. All right, nothing happens. Don't worry about it. Don't think too much. Bobby, you're up next. You can attack.
I'm going to cast... Misty step, and appear and step behind them so that they, so for my next turn, I'm directly behind them so they can't see me.
Okay, great.
So I'm essentially hiding.
You fall into the dust. You get behind them. You'll get an attack with sneak attack on your next turn. Yep. Bushi, you're up.
I'm going to cast synaptic static.
Yep, great.
A 5th level spell, and I'm going to use a meta magic to like shape it so it doesn't attack my dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's a meta magic. I know it's in here somewhere. I just can't find it right now.
Okay, so it's not going to attack you, did you say?
No.
Oh, you're going to use meta magic. Yeah, great.
Yeah, I'm doing the meta magic, so it's a careful spell.
But what's the spell?
It's called synaptic static.
All right, great.
So, like, synaptic brain stuff zaps the dudes. They got to make a DC 18 intelligence save.
All right, one of them succeeds, 2 of them fail. The other 2 take, how much is it?
36 damage. It's a 5th level spell, brother.
All right, great. Up. That kills 2 of them.
Yeah!
The other one howls, looks
down. Dude, you killed the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
The other one howls, gets back up on its feet. It's looking angry. It still hasn't noticed that Bobby's behind him. Logan, you're up.
How close do you reckon this dog is to being dead?
It's about half dead.
Oh, okay, I'm going to use a flaming sphere spell. Level 2. Because I think, wow, ice. What's bad for ice?
Fire.
Dexterity 16 saving, please.
16 save. All right. It makes it successful, unfortunately. Half damage.
The bad thing is I don't cast a lot of spells as a druid, so I've never actually done this before. But I don't know where the damage is on this sheet.
He's just waving his
it's
paper.
It's fine. We'll call it 48.
Mr. Speaker, I say that the Dexterity 16 saving is absolutely inappropriate for this time of year.
It's fine. We'll just do it. We'll average it to your level. 9 points of damage, which means that it is still up. It's now its turn as it turns around and attacks you, Logan, as it attacks you with its consume warp attack, but it rolls and it fails. However, it uses its bonus action. It does a sub-zero howl, and it screams in pain as its allies hear it. 2 more of the wolves sneak forward, and the next one up is Friezo.
I'll Eldritch Blast it again, Dave.
Yep, great. Do it again.
Ha-cha-cha. That's a 19.
19 hits, yep.
And then damage, that's 6 damage.
Yep, great. Bethany.
Sorry, 12. That's 12 damage. Sorry.
12 damage hits, and that kills it. Now there's only 2 of them left. Bethany attacks with the Holy Long Sword. Hits once, only once successfully. Does 21 points of damage. Bobby, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to get it with my Moontouch Short Sword. It hits for 27. This is a sneak attack.
Yoo!
So that's 8 damage plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 damage.
Yoo!
So cute that you count like that, but well done.
It's a lot of manual dice. Also, I'm dual wielding character sheets, so cut me some slack.
Does 15
hit? What are you talking about, dual wielding character sheets? You've only got Bobby.
I'm Ginger and Bobby.
My compatriot should not have to dual wield character sheets. I find it inappropriate.
Does 15 hit?
15 does not hit, which means, Logan, you're up.
Do the flame spear again.
Mm-hmm.
Flame spear again. Yeah. I'm going to do it. Fuck you guys. I'm going to do it. Yeah, let's rock it. Dexterity 16, please, sir.
So, yep, that 16, did you say?
Yeah.
Yep, unfortunately that misses as well, which means that we're back to Friezo for his third attack.
What about
attack.
Kit Gingerson, who hasn't had a go?
Sorry, what did you say?
Kit hasn't had a go?
Who's Kit?
Kit Gingerson.
None of you at this moment remember or know who Kit Gingerson is.
What?
None of you have ever heard of Kit Gingerson.
But I got a go before.
Kit Gingerson doesn't exist anymore.
Dave, that's surprisingly easy for me.
Yeah, no, so table talk for a second. Since the first round, all of you have forgotten that Kent Gingerson exists, ever since you all made wisdom saves. So...
what about Baston? We forget him too?
Yeah, you said you succeeded, but you rolled a 15, and a 15 was not enough. I'm sorry.
What do we need to get?
You know what? That's my prerogative, okay? So, as I said, one of them is almost dead, the other one's left. Friezo, you're up. You can do one more stab if you want.
Yeah, I'll stab it one last time. That's an 18. Does that hit?
An 18 hits, yep.
And then damage is 7.
7. 7 hits is enough to kill that. The last one looks at you all snapping, is about to dive towards Bobby, who's revealed himself in the shadows, when you suddenly hear a roaring whoosh of promethium and barreling down a side corridor coming towards you at a tremendous speed is what seems to be a sled that has been jury-rigged with rockets and a huge hopper of fuel. It barrels, crashes into a corridor, scattering relics across the corridor, and smashes into the dog and the doorway and hatch that led you into this basement, eliminating and blocking off this final dog, which snaps, screams and howls at you, and barreling around down behind it in front of you in the wake of this Promethean steam and gas is the figure of an old senior citizen in a burrito-stained Yuma's King outfit of Reggie Stubbs, who yells,
"Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Yulmus!"
and pulls you all into a storage closet.
What the fuck is going on?
First of all, can I just say you did a good job.
Thank you. Who are you?
Well, and he's wearing like, you know, he's got his fake beard on and all that. He takes off his fake beard to reveal a resplendent real beard. And he takes off his like, you know, shitty costume to reveal a slightly nicer costume underneath.
Wow, the same.
And he was like, that was very hot.
Yeah.
Underneath all that. Doesn't matter who I am.
With a twinkle in his eyes and the sound of sleigh bells in his step.
As he swigs from a Coca-Cola.
But you're all in a lot of danger. I've been waiting for you for a while. Now, you surely must have...
one and a half episodes almost,
you might even say. Because I thought you'd be here earlier, to be honest. But I think you got caught up doing the bunch of bullshit. You guys noticed, surely, that something's weird about this mall, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me burn it down.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sort of standard mall thing, I think. If you go to any sort of mall in the country, they'll sort of frown upon them.
What about like a Westfield?
Yeah, no, Westfield, they'll get pretty cross. But have you noticed how empty it is? Half the shops are gone. People are just disappearing.
Well, that's just the economy, isn't it?
It's online shopping, really.
Well, that's what I thought at first. But no one seems to notice or remember anything.
As he says this, he's actually taking off his second resplendent Yulmus coat. And he's beginning to unbutton it, revealing a sort of burly chest underneath.
I guess
No.
Oh, we're not okay.
Yeah, no, put it back.
Put it back.
And as he takes it off, he's like, but I think I figured it out. I'm as confused as you guys, but check this out.
I doubt it.
And he drops his robes and he is, every inch of his skin is tattooed.
You can see written across the Yulmus King's chest in huge words, small phrases written hurriedly with a crooked hand. The holes are empty across the one bicep. Too many are missing down in his abdomens. The bell's sound before she sings is written around his neck, around one of his nipples in a circle. When you hear her song, it is too late. Just on his belly, the tattoos help me remember.
And we're doing Memento.
And then just sort of...
Yes, Michael, we
as
are.
As a sort of tramp stamp at the back, We will stop them together.
And is there just one inner west, like, stick and poke of a rat sucking its own dick? Like, just under the stick?
And he's like, I don't know why I did that.
There's also the Stussy S at one point.
I think I can only assume that the Stussy S was when I was trying to figure out how to do it all. You know what I mean?
It's like so a big Japanese, like, kanji on his back as well.
Have you done these tattoos on yourself?
Yes.
Is that crazy?
What?
Because when you do it on yourself, do you have to do it mirrored? Otherwise, so you can read it in a mirror? Yeah. Or do you read it, like, how do you... Because
Frizzo Freestoffison?
Are you only able to...
Here's the thing.
Because how do you read the one on your back?
I don't remember doing any of these.
But why do you remember his name then?
He turns around and he shows, and it's written on his thigh, it says, the annoying blue one is Frizzo.
Oh.
I'm not blue anymore.
Arguably.
Yeah, but you kind of course.
And then that's crossed out, and in fresher ink, it says, the blue one is pink now.
Wait. Are there other tattoos on him that look like traditional tattoos?
No.
There's just nothing. The Stussy.
Just okay. The Stussy, but even that...
The Stussy's quite tasteful. The Stussy was maybe done by a good hand.
Okay. Can I roll a perception check?
Yeah. Or an insight. What are you trying to understand?
I'm trying to see if I recognize this motherfucker. That's a 9.
You would recognize him in the way that all children of Faerun would recognize him, because this is the Yulmus King. Reggie Stubbs was a cover. This is the actual mythical figure, the warlord who bested the Krampus hordes at the Battle of Skull Pass. He who ruled with the Yulmus Queen 400 terrible years of bloodshed and presents and cinnamon. This is the Yulmus King.
Then he puts the fake beer back on and goes, or am I?
Well, where'd he go?
Nah, takes it off.
So you're the actual Yulmus King.
And then he takes his real beard off and there's a fake beard underneath it. And he goes, oh! And then he takes that off and there's another beard. I'm so hot.
Now, he has currently dragged you all into a small storage cupboard that looks like it's been barricaded from the inside. Someone has improvised a beam over the door to lock it.
I don't have any functional pants to hide my ass and
there
penis.
There is a small military-style cot and a stove in the corner. There is a table with two bowls, two plates, two knives, two forks, two cups. There is a small desk on the wall with an industrial tattoo gun.
I figure that I've been working on this on my own for a very long time, at least 3 weeks.
Yeah, two plates is wishful thinking, isn't it, mate?
What?
Huh? Do you want to share this burrito?
Oh, I'd bloody love a burrito, tell you what.
Sorry, I'm distracting. Go Salsa. On, please.
What? Why did you choose tattoos and not, like pen and ink?
Excuse me?
Like, why wouldn't you just write it down on a piece of paper and be like...
Motherfucker. And then he looks on his calf and it just says, use pen and paper. And he's like, why did I put it there?
It's like so dramatic. You're always so dramatic, but like you could just
tell you
write
what
it down in a book.
We have books.
The technology
can I tell
of books
you?
Exists.
Can I tell you?
There's a smiggle upstairs.
Stationery shops in this Westfield.
I understand. But can I tell you, when I saw you today, Frizzo Freestoffison, it doesn't quite work. This is going to get very timey-wimey for a second. I thought I was just the Yulmus King bringing cheer to them all, as I assume that I've thought every other day. And then I took off my robe and I saw my arm. And on my arm it said... read the other arm. And I went, what's all that about? And I looked at it and it
that's
said,
a wasted tattoo.
Yeah. And I said, read your leg. So I read my leg and it said, trust me, I'm you. And I went, all right, what the fuck? And I went into the bathroom and I got all naked and I saw all this.
What he's referring to, of course, is that the Yulmus King is one of his powers that when he ate the still-beating heart of the Krampus, he gained the power to know when champions are coming so that he could utilize them for Yulmus quests. One day, he obviously realized that the six of you would be here to find whatever is haunting this well market.
Yeah, and I think I figured it out.
Was it Baston?
What?
Never mind. Sorry, I was just trying to play along.
It's good that he's here.
Hello.
Hello.
What's haunting the market?
Got a tattoo between his knuckles. That's like Baston is the nice one.
Yeah, Baston's good. Yeah, very good needlework there. That must have been in week three, because a lot of this is dog shit.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look, I know I've just woken up after 400 years, but I'm a little lost.
Listen, there's something in the well market.
Okay.
I think I came here to kill it.
Well, let's kill it.
All I know is that it makes you forget. And it...
Forget what?
Don't know what I've forgotten.
As it says, written over him, is it's the bells sound before she sings. When you hear the song, it is too late. The song makes you forget.
Okay. No doubt.
And I think this creature has made its nest somewhere in the plaza. And that's the genius of it. We could have already seen it. We've forgotten that we've seen it. Do you understand?
Are you saying that one of us could be the creature?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
If you see the creature and she's singing, you wouldn't even notice. You might walk into her and fall over and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, he has a tattoo that's exactly that.
It's a she, so don't worry. This is a complete sausage fest. There's absolutely no chance it's one of us, except for Bethany, who's
definitely
here.
I'm still here. Well, I've been very quiet this adventure, but that's because I had some taffy.
Well, maybe we should split up. That seems smart. Maybe that way only half of us will forget.
That sounds like a great idea.
No, I think we've got to stay together. We've got to stay together.
Okay,
because
okay.
Listen, though, the one thing, agree. And if you look at the tattoo on my balls, do anyone want to see
the tattoo?
Let's all
take a good look.
Anyone want to see the tattoo on my...
Yeah, pull it taut. Let's have a look.
Here it is.
It says, look at the small of my back.
Yeah. I don't know why I bloody... That would have hurt a lot. You know what I mean?
A lot of the journeys of your tattoo body start around the taint.
Yeah, just sort of like...
Anyway. What's the mechanics of... tattooing your own balls with stretching them tall with one hand.
Presumably while you're being chased by some kind of monster.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with myself, to be honest, to be able to do this. But I think I've fought it. I think I've fought it once. And I think I know I survived. But I think while I was fighting it, I managed to take one of my Yulma sleigh bells and throw it around her neck. So now we know. And when we hear the bloody sound... She's near.
All right. Let's lions and tigers and bears, oh my, this shit.
So you're ready to leave this little haven and make your way back up to the main plaza?
We're listening for sleigh bells.
Father Yormus, who looks at you and is about to walk with you when he suddenly steps and staggers, and he quickly puts his hand on his thigh and tries to hide, but you can see that he's been badly injured while running towards you.
Oh no.
Oh, it's nothing, guys.
Which is funny because he's nude, so I don't know how you missed that. He's been naked for
really
half
long tattoos.
But before you go,
he can't come with you.
I can't. I guess old habits die hard. So
die. Oh,
I didn't mean to do that.
I was going to say it like you didn't.
Okay.
Sure, Ben.
I'm sorry, everyone. Ben just is fucking obsessed with Die Hard references, and it's just sad.
That was always a withering.
But I've got some presents for you. You know, once I ate the heart of the Krampus and started anticipating here.
What are we getting present-wise? I love a gift.
He knew you were coming, as I said, and as is his power, once he knew that the Yulma's champions were on their way, he had the power to manifest you all gifts.
Bobby!
Which he has done, and I have for you.
Oh my god, it's a gift!
I hope it's a new bike.
Bobby Pancakes, this is from me.
Ooh!
The Yulma's King. Logan the Huge,
just going left to right.
Congratulations, it's a portable hole.
So you get... It's a small piece of fabric. If you smooth it out...
I know what a portable hole is, Dave.
All right, Roger Rabbit, you've got it. Exactly, it's yours now.
Bugs Bunny.
And Logan, I haven't forgotten you.
Thank you, Yulmer's King. Congratulations, it's a second chance globe.
So you get a snow globe and you can see a spinning, what looks like a star in the center of a vertex. If you ever crush it in your hand, the entire plane of existence that you're on goes back in 18 seconds in time and nobody knows except for you.
You got a hole, dude.
It's one use. You get one go with it.
And Baston.
I've got six clockwork soldiers.
Now these I think you'll like these a lot, Baston.
These are small clockwork soldiers.
He's really getting into it. He's doing his shopping center bullshit.
They have little a brass key that you keep that winds them up, which gives them about 10 minutes of locomotion and think works before they wind down and fall asleep wherever they are.
Right.
They are so tiny that one point of damage will kill them. They can't do more than one point of damage with the toy swords, but they can listen, they can report back, and they call you the general.
Right. Let's go, boys.
And Friezo. Friezo, I haven't forgotten about you.
Friezo opens his envelope and there's just a bunch of white powder in there.
No.
Congratulations. It's a Glock 22 40mm handgun. And 1580 groin hollow point rounds.
There's a grain hollow point rounds. It's
grain.
A standard magazine.
I thought they were like dick seeking rounds.
Well, I suppose the heart wants what the heart wants, but...
Friezo, yeah. It's the same gun that Tommy Lee Jones had in The Fugitive. Now...
And at last he
gives... Thank you, Krampus King.
He gives a small...
That's not what... That's the opposite of what I am.
Lastly...
I killed the... What the fuck? That's like calling Jesus the Pontius Pilate guy.
Well, thank you, Pontius Pilate.
He looks around and then he looks sad for a second as if everything that he hoped didn't happen and transpire. And then he pulls out one more gift, a long, small, thin gift about the size of a ruler. And it has a card.
A new penis.
It has a card on it and it says to Filge from the Yulmus King. And he gives it to Bobby.
Now, you know the old thing. That's not what he sounds like, but he's putting on a thing. You know the old thing about opening other people's presents? If you open somebody else's presents, I'll rip your fucking balls off.
And then stares at him while he hands him a present that doesn't belong to him.
When Filge is backed, this is from me for her.
Right off.
His hand just slides down to cover his genitalia.
Is Bobby putting it in his backpack?
Just putting it into his pocket.
All right, you slip the little package
with Filge
into your pocket with Filge, ensmalled as she is inside your pocket. And with that, the Yulmus King sits down heavy. He's looking white with blood gushing between his hands as he pulls a compress against his thigh and he throws the key to the barricaded door to you, Baston.
And just as he throws the thing and he has the compress there... And he looks over at the two bowls and the double bed and there's a picture of him and Mrs. The Yulmus Queen. And he's like, the damnedest thing. I could have sworn there was someone living with me.
And then he twinkles into stardust and disappears.
Well... Merry Yulmus, everyone.
Thank you very much!
And everybody dies!
Okay, all right, men. And I turn on one of my... turn on.
You're going to wind up as think works?
My clockwork soldiers.
Sir, yes, sir. Report for duty, sir.
Reconnaissance duty. All right? I want you to spread out through the supermarket. I want you to bring back any report of sleigh bells. Do you understand me?
You heard the man, maggots. No matter how many of you die, we will fulfill our mission.
Roll out!
And the six little clockwork men start walking down the one corridor leading this, because the problem is still, don't forget, you have a barricaded door leading up
okay,
to the
hatch. Okay, well, wait a second.
Sir, we discovered some kind of sleigh impacted on the hatch, sir.
All right, well, let's get out of here.
Seems that our egress is limited. And another one of the little clockwork men on the other side says, sir, we've identified a ladder leading up. It appears to be some kind of themed restaurant, sir.
Great work, men. Go through the themed restaurant. Do not be distracted by the colorful decorations. I repeat, do not be distracted and return with reconnaissance.
Yes, sir. They run away, and 10 minutes later, that you hear them. Let me see how many of them survive.
Ooh.
You know that once they're dead for good.
Okay, they're clockwork. Who gives a fuck?
Well, you're lucky. All six of them come back, and they go, because their think works are starting
great
to...
Great job, men. I care about every one of you.
Their think works are starting to wind down. He's like, sir, yes, sir, we have found our way through the restaurant. The doors still seem active. Your escape is possible through the main stage. Do not engage the good time jamboree.
Great job, man, in my bucket. Pop, 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 pop. All right, Bobby.
Did they find any sleigh bells?
No, they didn't, but they know the way out.
Yeah, they do. So you can take this ladder if you want.
Okay, let's take the ladder.
All right, so you're all going forward. Who's leading the way?
I'll lead the way sneakily.
Yeah,
sneakily.
Bobby goes sneaky.
All right, so you start sneaking through this old themed restaurant past the arcades, long in disrepair. You can see most of it has been bound up in sheets and packing tape, and there is an old disused animatronic band on the stage.
Of course there fucking is,
which
Dave
the
Harmon.
Theater, which is abandoned and is not going to come
yeah,
to...
I know, no, but it's just...
It's not... I
horrible
just,
little stiffy just saying that.
I like the aesthetic, all right? I like the aesthetic. It's just, it's defunct chic. So you walk through the stage. So you can make your way to the stage if you want. You're going to have to go through the band.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, through the back doors.
Yeah.
All right. And is everyone following him, or is Bobby just...
Yeah, we're letting him go 30 feet ahead because he's sneaky.
Great. So can you make for me a stealth check, please, Bobby Pancakes?
Okay.
Sneaky.
That's a 25.
Oh, so
great.
Sneaky.
All right.
That's the sneakiest.
You sneak your way forward through the restaurant and you start getting ahead of yourself as you head back upstairs. Soon you can't hear the others behind you, though you're traveling at a speed that you think that they can follow you, but you've lost contact. Do you want to keep going or do you want to double back? You're traveling at a pretty reasonable speed.
I'll keep going and I'll come back if there's any...
Great, all right. You sneak forward further and you make your way back towards the main plaza, being very, very careful. And as you do, because you rolled a 25, let me just do an opposed. Okay, great. You make your way back to that mound of bones and carcasses that is the lovingly rendered Battle of the Krampus Hordes. And for the first time, you find yourself truly looking at that mound of sawdust and old sewn clothes. And you can see, though its back is towards you, that there is a bulbous, grotesque figure. What looks like a sack of skin and organs with large tendrils wrapped lazily around it, intertwined in the fabric with two powerful tentacles wrapped around the thrones at the top of the village, and three heads lolling and slumbering. And as you look at them, one of those heads shifts and snorts as if in sleep, and there is a loud clang of sleigh bells. Its back is facing towards you, and it has not noticed you, but you fear if you move, it will hear you and awake. Your friends are still behind you. You don't know where they are.
Has anyone seen Bobby? I haven't heard him. He was so stealthy.
We're going to stay with Bobby for a while because he's a little bit ahead of everyone.
Okay. So I'm going to be very, very quiet. What's around me? Am I just like in the forecourt of the mall? Is that
You're at the Yulmus Village in the main plaza. So the centerpiece is the display where the thrones are and the replica of the battle. There's also a lemonade concession stand. There's a boost juice. All of these abandoned. And there is also one of those places that's called like Mobile Phones to Go. but it's for sending stones.
Okay.
You get like a case for your sending stone. But it doesn't fit. It's the wrong type.
I'm going to misty step, and I'm going to misty step back out of the view and probably sort of sound range of the...
Has to be somewhere you can see.
Run away.
So you're going to have to turn around. You're still going to have to move.
Okay,
it's a lot less movement. You're just going to have to turn around if you want to go backwards.
Okay, well, I'm going to sound step to the Sending Stone Kiosk.
Okay, behind it. That puts something between you and the bulbous form. Okay, you bamf and you stand and you're behind it. And now you can see that this figure is not so much asleep as sort of idly sitting, lolling its head and toying with something in front of it, wrapping it mechanically with two tentacles that are pulling a kind of gossamer strand around a figure that you now recognize is the supine form of Kit Gingerson, who is being enwrapped in webbing. And as you do, you turn around and see, you can see blithely the dragon friends. And do you think it would be fair at this moment, after 9 years, if we just assume that if you haven't told me that you're walking quietly, you're doing what you normally do, which is strutting? Is that fair? Can we agree at this moment that when the dragon friends adventure, they strut?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So beyond its vision, but you can see... essentially singing, staying alive in their heads, the figure of the dragon friends, walking, just kicking things along the way. One of them, you know what? Baston's found a soccer ball, and he's trying to do that thing with his knees.
Wait, I'm juggling. Okay, dex check. Here we go. Athletics. Oh, yeah, I got +7
it's
athletics.
It's great, but it's loud.
I'm 8.
Bang, bang, 9, bang, bang.
I'm going to grab a sending stone, presuming they're around.
Yes, there are some sending stones.
And just, like, throw one at the group.
Great. All right. Who are you throwing it to?
Logan.
At the glob.
Logan, make for me a dexterity check.
No, I'd love to. This is a heavy one.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this one from? 7. +1.
You throw a sending stone and it clonks.
That's 8.
It clonks Logan in the head. He's a little way away from the rest of the group. It spins around. There is a dash of sleigh bells as the thing turns, spins around, and spots Logan, thinking that the noise has come from him. And as it spins, three heads spin around, each of them a horrified, horrifying, terrible face wrapped in a veil, snake around. And as they snake down the ground, they seem to grow. The creature does not need to move. Its neck stretches like taffy as the three heads start to slither towards Logan. And one of them begins to sing. Immediately, make for me a wisdom save, Logan.
Reaction? Can I counterspell?
You don't know what's happening. The only person who can take a reaction.
Okay,
I will let Bobby take a reaction.
Fine.
Oh, that's 8.
8. And Logan, you immediately notice a really cool bag.
Awesome.
Which you can have if you want. It's in one of the displays of a shop that's closed for no good reason.
I suppose... I want the bag?
Well, you can't remember why you came to these shops, but it would make sense that you came here to get a bag.
Yeah, well, I came to these shops and, you know, it's closed, but they wouldn't mind if I took it.
So how would you at this moment like to use your entire action for the round?
I want to grab the bag.
All right. Congratulations, you get a bag.
Hell yeah.
The rest of you all see Logan move and start taking a bag. I would let you all make... checks, because I think you would think this was normal, but again, for the dragon friends, unfortunately, it is.
Do I get an action?
You can have a reaction.
I'm going to use my final spell slot.
No, it's a reaction. You can speak, or you can do something that's a reaction, but you can't use an action at this point. Otherwise, we're going to go to Friezo.
Okay, go to Friezo.
Satchel, or is it like a backpack?
It's a combination satchel backpack, so it comes with a little stand.
Oh. You didn't have to put a spell on me for me to grab that bad boy.
You can also write that down in your character sheet. That you can take that to the bank. That's yours.
Wow. Does Friezo recognize what kind of creature this is?
Are you looking at the creature? Are you listening to the creature?
I heard the sleigh bells. I guess I could see it from behind.
Yeah. If you want, you can look at it.
No, it feels like if I look at it, you're going to do something.
No, you're allowed to look at it. There was nothing on the old man's belly said you couldn't look at it.
Okay,
so,
I look at it. Do I recognize what kind of creature it is?
Yeah, you think that it looks to you like a creature of hell, like it is grown out of a lemur, something from the lower levels of hell. It's hard to tell because you can't see its faces because they're covered in veils.
Maybe I will try one of my new spells. Does it look undead at all?
It looks infernal.
Not untapped.
Okay, I'm going to cast Hold Monster on this spell.
Oh, yeah, I'll let that work.
So it needs to make, I think, an intelligence saving throw or something?
Yep, it's quite intelligent. It rolled an 18, 24, which unfortunately means it succeeds, but it does mean that it's seen you, and the second of its three heads spins around, slithers towards you as a reaction, and sings in your face, and I need you to make me a wisdom save.
Wisdom saving throw? Oh, this one needs to save. That's a fucking nat 20, Dave.
Once in every generation there is born a special child, a gifted child, a child with the blood of the Yomus King in his veins, a child whose magic is so potent, the chosen one, if you will, the most special little boy whose blood and life is so special that he is immune to the magics, not just this round, permanently immune to the charm magic Blasteria Obstrix, which means that you can see what's happening, you can act, you can try and shake people out of it. Her magic has no hold on you, Friezo, and you instantly see and understand that this is your great adversary and what must be done.
That bad's ugly!
What? And I react to that by going, well, who said... Who are you? Right?
No. So she hasn't eaten him, so you remember him still. Oh. But he's just said your bag is ugly.
You piece of shit, motherfucker. I'll fucking kill you.
Logan dives at you and you start wrestling. Meanwhile, Baston, you're up. You can now see that a fight has broken out and that there's something in front of you.
You look... I'm a little rusty. What do I do now?
Anything you want.
I'm charging in. Flurry of blows.
Make an attack.
I'm attacking. I'm going in. Oh, yeah. 15. One misses. Two. What's the armor class?
I was going to pick you. Thank you very much for asking me that. It's very nice of
24?
You. 24? No, 17.
Yes. Yeah, four hits, dude.
All right, great, do them.
Yeah, I'll give you the maths in a second.
All right, so Baston starts punching, kicking, biting, and attacks you. As he does, the third face slithers up in Baston's face. Make for me this quickly a wisdom saving throw.
Oh.
That's a two.
And
Baston, you suddenly notice the boost juice, and it has been 400 years since you have felt refreshed and quenched. You cannot remember why you came to this place.
I'm so parched! And
Baston makes his way and starts pouring himself a juice, which will take the next D3 actions. That's two of your actions. The next one up is Bobby Pancakes.
I'm going to cast, using my last spell slot, Phantasmal Force.
Ooh.
So you need to do an intelligence... saving throw and get 11.
It fails.
Okay, so there's a 10-foot cube around it that is perceivable only to the target.
Okay.
Which is of the empty forecourt. So it sees nothing anymore around it. It is perfectly as if it is completely empty, even though we are standing around.
All right, Listeria Obstrix thinks that all of you have vanished. She fails her intelligence test, which means that she squeals in pain, not her dread song. So she just squeals in pain, and she flails as her bells go everywhere, and everyone who's currently charmed gets a chance to make one more wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom! 20! Yeah!
Well done. Woo!
17 plus.
17 plus is enough, which means you all pass.
11.
And Bobby, you've done the spell, you've successfully trapped her, and now you think you're just practicing your spell on an empty forecourt as you have the glazed expression, continue to maintain the spell, but cannot hear anyone around you.
I just put my portable hole down and get half in it.
Yeah, 10 feet down into the ground. I suppose it's a kind of pillbox. So, the rest of the dragon friends, however, are all up as Bethany looks at it and also fails with a two.
This is no time for juice. And Baston looks around and he sees a scoop of boba. And he just starts ramming it in his ears.
Great.
Just as many boba as he can, putting them in his ears.
You deafen yourself with boba?
Yeah.
All right, it's dry, it's uncomfortable, but it works. What about you, Friezo?
I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at this thing, this creature. What's its armor class again?
It's a 17.
That's a 16 plus.
That'll work. 16 plus will work.
Yeah, plus charisma. That's 21.
Yep.
So that hits. So I'll do 2 d12 worth of damage.
Every round, d12.
This one? Yeah, okay. So that's 14 damage.
Oh. 14 points of damage. That hurts. She screams in pain and shock, surprised as she seems to be being attacked from all sides, but she cannot see where they're coming from. Logan?
Is the bells aren't the thing that's charming up?
It's the song that she sings, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to cast Grasping Vine around those heads.
All right, you start twisting vines around them. You attack her. Is it dexterity save?
16, yeah.
All right, each head, two of them fail. 3, 3, and a 20, which is weird, which means that one of the heads is released, but two more of them are smothered by vines and start to sink down into the mounds of Krampus, which means that there is only one of the heads left as it spins around, desperately trying to see you all, and it gets a second chance on its turn to break through the spell, and it succeeds as your prismatic cube shatters, re-alerting you to the reality of the room, but also re-alerting her as she turns, looking at all of you for someone to sing. But before she can, Baston, you have your next action. Bushu, actually.
Bushu? Oh,
arrives late.
Bushu is going to try and polymorph this thing into a turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah, like a little turtle.
Like a terrapin.
Yeah, like a terrapin, like a little a pet.
All right, well...
DC 16 wisdom,
yeah,
save.
And she has a plus 9, but that's a 2, so...
I'm good at D&D. I'm so good at D&D.
Hey, Dad, go to the bit of your notes where it said she turns into a turtle.
Let me just...
Just super quick.
All right, so... She shrinks down to about a 2.5-inch terrapin, pops in the air, and falls down at the feet of Baston, and now it is Baston's
go. That is absolutely an Emperor's New Groove thing in your head, by the way that just happened. Like,
it was like...
I want you to know that Logan looks and goes, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do?
Well, this little guy doesn't have a home. And it looks like you've got a bag with nothing in it. Do you want to take care of it?
I just want to remind you that polymorph lasts for approximately a minute.
Well,
so don't.
That's a problem for later us.
Don't adopt. Don't adopt a pet that you're not prepared to take care of for more than 59 seconds.
Well, what about that hole that Bobby's got?
You drop it in the hole.
Sure. Well, I've climbed out of the hole by this point.
And then what are you going to do with the portable hole?
I would drop it in the hole, fold the hole up.
Yeah. What happens if you, like, put a hole on the ground, put something in the hole, and then take the hole away?
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you disappointed we used the tools that you gave us to solve the problem? Sorry, Dave.
The archfiend Listeria Obstrix, forged 500 years ago in terrible torment and pain in the first circle of the 9 circles of hell, who ascended to such clarifying and edifying heights as Queen of Nightmares of the Nessian Courts of the Damned, who distinguished herself in the wars against the Tarrasque, those infernal wars that claimed so many devilish lives, who lived a powerful life in the underworld with but one promise, a promise that one day Bethany Smiles would serve her, has found herself in the last 6 seconds having a very bad day. As she is turned into a small novelty turtle of the type given by distant fathers to bored children, and then placed 10 feet into the concrete of a paved over desert anorak, in a hole that is then removed from reality. The last thing she thinks is bother. Because this has been the final and greatest moment yet of those terrible, terrible adventurers that they call the Dragon Friends. And as the Evensong gives its way to night and the Well Market is closed, Bobby holds out a hand to Baston, who holds out a hand to Bethany, who holds out a hand to Logan, who holds out a hand back to Bobby, while Friezo watches benignly.
It's just like got a blindfold on and he's like taking the cap out and then putting it back in of his gun.
How'd I do?
As Baston,
timing his clip reduction,
Boba falling from his ears, reaches around an old abandoned cart and pulls out a boost juice. and hands one to each of the dragon friends. And they think to themselves, what a wonderful time of year. Thank you! Make some noise for Michael Hayes! Aidan Lacey! Ben Jenkins! Tom Cardi! Simon Greiner!
And of course your DM David Harmon!
Everyone.
You should have made it more challenging, Dave.
We are waiting for everyone else to come back.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was it? I think it was the last one of these you did.
Mm-hmm.
The last one of these you weren't here, and because you were recovering from surgery.
Luckily, I didn't need to have surgery. That's not the funny bit. That's the nice bit of the story. I was put on morphine, however, and it's fucking good, but I didn't think too much about it until I got home. And at this point, I'd been on morphine for about 2 days, and then the first time when I was off morphine, I was lying in bed, and I opened up my phone, and my phone was on Google on a search result for list of Inspector Gadget's gadgets. Which I had no memory of typing into or why. I don't think I've ever really thought about Inspector Gadget. But off my nut, I had decided that I needed like quantifiable proof of all the inventions that he has.
And we, joking around, assumed that it was because you were going to be like, while I'm under, Doc, can you give me a propeller hat or whatever?
Yeah. Give me the full gadget special.
Yes.
Do to me what Dr. Claw did to him. So... I didn't think too much about this. I told just a few friends in a group chat, and I still don't fucking know who this is. But every 2 weeks, to the day since that has happened, I get Inspector Gadget shit mailed to me. And here's the fucking thing of it. The people that are buying it, or the person that's buying it, is filling in the slips to make me think I've ordered it. So far...
Well, I think probably the most rational explanation.
So far, I got like a little PopCap doll, and I didn't think, I was like, haha, that's funny. And then I got a DVD, I don't even own a DVD player. I got Matthew Broderick in Inspector Gadget. I then was sent a Chinese...
You got to go French Stewart in Inspector Gadget. Maybe that's in the post.
Invoking French Stewart in Inspector Gadget.
I got a knockoff Chinese Bricklands Lego kit, and I couldn't actually work out how to get the manual, but I did notice the Lego kit comes with a propeller hat. But then I also got sent a costume. I got sent a horrifying Inspector Gadget costume. My question, which I would like to ask now amongst many of the people that are in that group chat, is which one of you fuckers is it? Because I assumed it was Jordan Raskopoulos.
Dave, I have something to admit. I couldn't afford any of those things. I just don't have the funds.
I have to narrow it down. It's somebody that likes to waste money. Because this stuff is not... it's been set up to make me think I order it. So I get receipts for everything. Deeply weird. And
why do you think it isn't Jordan? Because this is textbook Jordan.
I think it's Jordan, so I got Jordan's ex-wife to... No, it's...
They're friends. It's weird.
I was going
regular.
Crazy. I had to dive deep into this. So I got her ex-wife to check in on what they were doing while I knew that something was coming, and I found out that they were out, and so the timelines don't work. So it's not Jordan.
Interesting.
Very and well then done. I thought it was Demi.
Because yeah, it has the smell of Demi on it.
It could be Demi and Lardner.
Demi and Tom.
But a lot of the email addresses use an old email I only had when we were all at uni. And I don't think Demi knows that email address.
Are you suggesting the wishing well that we all gave to is going to Inspector Gadget costume?
Then I thought it was Hing. But then I thought that fundamentally, even though this is bullying, this is still gifts. And I don't think...
Interesting.
I don't think a joke starts or ends with Hing giving somebody a lot of gifts and not taking credit for it. So I don't know at this point. I don't know who it is. So which one of you fuckers is it?
I'm stumped. I'm absolutely stumped.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess you'll get me next time, Gadget.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.